Question is, what is the difference between an individual practicing transcendental meditation and experiencing within his own silent self the unified field, the field of the Veda, which is beyond the senses, and the same individual listening through his ears to the sounds of the unified field during Vedic recitation? Do these two different experiences, transcending and listening, produce the same effect, or is transcending more fundamental and therefore more important than the other?
Transcending is the way entering into that thing. Transcendental consciousness whispers to itself, and they are the mantras of the Vedas. They are the sound of the transcendent, which is not in the audible sense, it's in the inaudibility of sound. Transcending is the way entering into it. So the Veda, the Vedic sound, is the sound of the unmanifest reality. Sound of the unmanifest is called the sound of the memory. Some memory. In the ocean of silence, some memory. In the ocean of unbounded water body, a wave rises. And wherever there is a wave, there is a sound. This self-referral sound is the sound of the Veda. And therefore, each sound in the field of memory is the sound of the whole ocean. And therefore, in each word of the Veda, total natural law is available. And when it is pronounced, it is heard, similar reverberations go to the transcendent, similar, because of the physiology of the body. Because of the physiology of the body, that level of consciousness begins to pulsate in itself. This is the advantage of listening to the Veda. Otherwise, Veda is not on the audible level of the ears, no. It is audible beyond the relative value of audibility or anything. It is the source of the senses. It is the common basis of all senses, Everything makes sense there. And anything does not make a sense out of it. That is why harmony is the reality of that level of intelligence, which is transcendental. And the Vedic recitation has an outside help, Two things cannot be separated. They are the same reality. The whole physiology, as you have already described on the basis of research of Rajaramji, that it is consciousness only. Physiology is consciousness. It's just like an ice ball is water. Water is only vapor, steam. Steam is just the temperature difference. So one gains a name, but that is the transformation of the previous stage of development.